Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Tirmas Zechus Chulin Daf Mem Base. Beginning of the third parak, Eud Treifas. The Zichu Zechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins Eud Treifas Bebehima. These are treifin animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. Number one, Nekuvas HaVeshet, an animal whose esophagus is punctured. Number two, Psukas HaGargaris, one whose trachea is severed. Number three, Nikav Krum Shel Moach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured. Number four, if the heart was punctured into its chamber. Number five, if the spine was broken and its cord severed. Number six, if the liver was removed and nothing remains of it. Number seven, Hareish and Nikva, if the lung was punctured. Number eight, or Shechasra, or was deficient. Number nine, if the keva, the abomasum, the fourth stomach, is punctured. Number 10, if the mara, the gallbladder, was punctured. Number 11, if the docking, the intestines, were punctured. Number 12, if the keras apnimis, the inner paunch, the first stomach, was punctured. Number 13, if most of the keras was torn. Number 4, if the omasum, which is the third stomach, or number 15, the base acosos, the reticulum, which is the second stomach, was punctured to the outside. Number 16, if it fell from a roof. Number 17, if most of its ribs were broken. Or number 18, if it was clawed by a wolf. Point number two, the Mishnah concludes, this is the rule. Kosha and Kamoa Chaya Trefa, any animal, the likes of which cannot live because of its defect, is a trefa. This implies that no trefa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded in the Pasuk Vazosa Chaya Shir Tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching Chaya Echol, an animal which can live, you may eat, She'eno Chaya Losecho, an animal which cannot live, meaning a trefa, you may not eat. According to the opinion that treifa can live for more than a year, this is derived from a braisa taught in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, bein achayah nechelos and bein achayah shelosochal, between an animal which may be eaten and the animal which may not be eaten, the word chay implying that although it can live, it still may not be eaten. These are the 18 types of treifas which were told to Moshe at Sinai. And point number three, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah. Four referred to with the acronym Baskar, and seven known as Shav Shmaitasa, the seven teachings. Although our Mishnah does not mention a specific number of treifas, and these additional types can be included in the klal in the Mishnah's conclusion, but Rabbi Shmuel's Braisa says there are only 18. Baskar refers to, number one, the base, Behema Shenechtechu Ragla Mina Arkuva Lamala, an animal whose hind legs were severed above the joint. Number two, the Samach Chisaron Bishidra, a deficiency in the spine. Number three, the Gimel Gluda, a flayed animal. And number four, the Reish Chrusa, an animal with a shriveled lung. The list of Shav Shmaitasa is, number one, a thigh bone which popped out of its socket, number two, a diseased kidney, number three, a punctured spleen, number four, most of the simanim were detached, number five, a rib was uprooted from its base, number six, the skull was mostly crushed, and number seven, the flesh that covers most of the keras is damaged. The Gemara proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 trefos. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the third parak begins, Eo trefas bebehima. These are trefa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. Number one, Nekuvas HaVeshet, an animal whose esophagus is punctured. Number two, Psukas HaGargaris, one whose trachea is severed. Number three, Nikav Krum Shel Moach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured. Number four, if the heart was punctured into its chamber. Number five, if the spine was broken and its cord severed. Number six, if the liver was removed and nothing remains of it. Number seven, Hareish and Nikva, if the lung was punctured. Number eight, or Shechasra, or was deficient. Number nine, if the keva, the abomasum, the fourth stomach, is punctured. Number 10, if the mara, the gallbladder, was punctured. Number 11, if the docking, the intestines, were punctured. Number 12, if the keras apnimis, the inner paunch, the first stomach, was punctured. Number 13, if most of the keras was torn. Number 4, if the omasum, which is the third stomach, or number 15, the base acosos, the reticulum, which is the second stomach, was punctured to the outside. Number 16, if it fell from a roof. Number 17, if most of its ribs were broken. Or number 18, if it was clawed by a wolf. Point number two, the Mishnah concludes, this is the rule. Kosha and Kamoa Chaya Trefa, any animal, the likes of which cannot live because of its defect, is a trefa. This implies that no trefa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded in the Pasuk Vazosa Chaya Shir Tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching Chaya Echol, an animal which can live, you may eat, She'eno Chaya Losecho, an animal which cannot live, meaning a trefa, you may not eat. According to the opinion that a treifa can live for more than a year, this is derived from a braisa taught in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. Between an animal which may be eaten and the animal which may not be eaten, the word chaya implying that although it can live, it still may not be eaten. These are the 18 types of treifas which were told to Moshe at Sinai. And point number three, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah. Four referred to with the acronym Baskar and seven known as Shav Shmaitasa, the seven teachings. Although our Mishnah does not mention a specific number of treifas, and these additional types can be included in the klal in the Mishnah's conclusion, but Rabbi Shmuel's Braisa says there are only 18. Baskar refers to, number one, the base, Behema Shenechtechu Ragla Mina Arkuva Lamala, an animal whose hind legs were severed above the joint. Number two, the Samach Chisaron Bishidra, a deficiency in the spine. Number three, the Gimel Gluda, a flayed animal. And number four, the Reish Chirusa, an animal with a shriveled lung. The list of Shav Shmaitasa is, number one, a thigh bone which popped out of its socket, number two, a diseased kidney, number three, a punctured spleen, number four, most of the simanim were detached, number five, a rib was uprooted from its base, number six, the skull was mostly crushed, and number seven, the flesh that covers most of the keres is damaged. The Gemara proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 trefos. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Beis, and our standard Siman is a mobster. A mobster, so here goes. The mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Baskar, and loved saying over the Shav Shmaitza. Once again, slow motion. The mobster boss, mobster, that must be more Daf Mem Beis. The mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Eo treifas bebehema. These are treifa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. So the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, this is the rule, Kol she'en kamoa chaya treifa. Any animal the likes of which cannot live because of its defect is a treifa. This implies that no treifa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded to in the pasuk v'zosa chaya shetochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching chaya echol, an animal which can live you may eat, she'en chaya losechu, an animal which cannot live, meaning a treifa, you may not eat. The Gemara brings an opinion that a treifa can live longer than a year, along with its sores. So the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Baskar and loved saying over the Shav Shmaitza, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah, four referred to with the acronym Baskar, and seven more known as Shav Shmaitza, the seven teachings. It then proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 treifos. So once again, the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Baskar and loved saying over it the Shav Shmaisa. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup, That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the mesukenes to help him determine if there is pirkus of the limb at the end of the shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions regarding when the pirkus, the limb jerking, must take place to validate the shechita of a mesukenes. Must it be during the shechita, at the end of the shechita, or at the beginning of the shechita? So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the mesukenes to help him determine if there is pirkus of the limb at the end of the shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as his mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, which reminds us, we learn that an animal whose mother dies as it's born is disqualified as a carbon. So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the mesukenes to help him determine if there's a pirkus of the limb at the end of the shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as its mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, told the goy who said the shechita is for avodah zorah that only his thoughts count, which reminds us, we discussed shechting on behalf of an idolater, and we learn hakol holech achra shochet. Everything is based on the shochet's kavana. Daf lamites. So the siman daf lamites is letters, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The mailman who uses letter, mailman. That must be on daf lamites. The mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of a avodah zorah on his mail route, which reminds us, Amraim discuss if one shechts an animal with intent, lizrok dama levodas kochavim, to throw its blood for avodah zorah, or to burn its fats for avodah zorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asba hanah as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvim avodah levodah. One is able to have intent from one avodah to another avodah for avodah zorah by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices, referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices, referring to Karbonis inside the Mikdash, where a carbon shechted with the intent to perform Zerika the next day immediately becomes Pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds Ein Machashim Avoda Ravoda and does not derive Chutz from Pnim. So the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do Zerika in front of Avodah Zorah on his mail route, and the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zerika in front of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, a braisa teaches regarding one who shechted an animal, and afterwards he declared he intended to perform Zerika on his blood or burn fats for Avodah Zorah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal whether a permit or a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original Shechita was also for Avodah Zorah. So the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do Zerika in front of the Avodah Zorah on his mail route, and the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zerika in front of Avodah Zorah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malkokas about one who later protests against receiving a gift. The Malkokas is where one transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds his initial silence proves he wanted it. Rishon Gamliel holds, Chochia Sofo Al Tchilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as it didn't come into my hands, why should I protest? Daf Mem. So the simon Daf Mem is mine water, and we use a pool for the simon. A pool. So here goes. At the mountain pool. Pool. That must be one Daf Mem. Mayim. At the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechts l'shem harim for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely pasula, it's invalid, but not zivchei meisim, it's not sacrifices of the dead, aser bahana is an idolatrous sacrifice. Abai explains that he shechted l'har for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal is lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshalcha bat simon echad, as soon as one cuts one pipe for avodah zorah, he prohibits the animal any hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of idolatry does. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than a half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely. Children tried to dive over the inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas op on Shabbos, b'chutz, for the sake of avodah zorah to win 3 chatos medals, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if one shechts a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz, outside the Mikdash, for the sake of Avodah Zorah, he's chayiv for 3 chatos for these 3 transgressions. Marzutra explains that the Bryce's case is sheyachatzi kanu pagum, where half the trachea of the chatas ha'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for Avodah Zorah, occurred simultaneously. Daf Mem Aleph. So the simon Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, grandma. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma who's anointed her grandson, who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht a sheep for avodah zorah, which reminds us, Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzhak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for avodah zorah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through nisuch, that's only true for a Gentile, but regarding a Jew, Litzu'uri kamechavin. He intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but does not actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. So the grandma who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zorah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pet, which reminds us, we learned that one who wants to keep his yard clean when he shechts, osam makam chutz laguma, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it, and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the tzedukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. So the grandma, who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zarah, and was relieved that at least he kept the chutzah clean by shechting near the pit, was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nida, making it aser min the rabban, which reminds us, the mission concludes, ze klal, this is the rule, kol davar shen nidav and nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, hashoch lishmo aser, if one shechs for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat, but if one shechs for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss shechting kachim on Shabbos b'chutz for avodah zorah? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss atzarid shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tumah, whether we count it as a rishon or sheni for tumah based on chibas hakodesh? That's on daf. Lamed vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf brings more types of treifas which were referred to in the acronyms baskar and shav shmaitasa? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 5. Which daf to be the makokas of dumb which was wiped away before shechita was completed is makshir? That's on daf. Lamed vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the mishnah with a list of 18 treifas of a behemah? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf to be makokas if machashvin ma'avoda la'avoda? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you mean that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf brings a malchokas if a treifa can live more than a year? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 10. Which daf does the Gemara seek the sources for permitting Musukenis? That's on daf. Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.